Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys are 6-1-1 when you score the first goal of the game this year, 1-3-1 when you don't. Is this game that simple?
Yes. I mean, analytically, it probably is, Schultz. And you and I don't have the stats if we want to go back 10 years. There's a little variation with it. But I would think that was whatever the percentages are right there of our game, Schultz, it doesn't surprise me.
Oliver Peer last night was 14-9 on the faceoff dot. He's been around 50% most of the year, a little under. Did you throw him out there a few extra times last night because he was having a good night?
Yes, him and Funker both were having good nights last night, but there's also other reasons too. They're having good nights, so I gotta live in the moment. So I know what's actually going on at that particular time. Who's superior in the circle and who's not. And sometimes, Schultzy, if it's an ozone face-off, I got to go with my guys who are offensive, and him and Casper and Flammer are rocking right now. So if it's an offensive zone face-off and we win it, our chances of, speaking of analytics, our chances of scoring a goal are probably better with those guys in the offensive zone. It's kind of like Pittsburgh. Almost any offensive zone face-off, they have Sidney Crosby taking it. Any defensive zone face-off, they don't have Sidney Crosby because they don't want him defending. They want him sharp and fresh in the offensive zone.
I realize Owen Sillinger's era was unique in that he was so good. Do you need two guys, though, generally speaking?
Sure helps. I mean, but I've done it. Like, you take a look around college hockey, because that's my world. And you take a look at the faceoffs. By and large, I mean, there's exceptions to every rule. But by and large, there's typically two heavyweights taking taps, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're getting that many more minutes than maybe another line, but they're getting that many more from a face-off standpoint. And what I did last night, and I'm probably doing more and more, is that two of my lines are going on the fly and the other lines are taking more face-offs. So when I can get them out on the fly, it just makes a lot, it makes more sense, because again, if those two guys are doing that well on the dot, I got to use them on the dot.
Alexi, last night you moved him to center on that fourth line. How much more flexibility does that give you when you've got more than four guys that can play center?
Well, you have to. You need more than four. And we talk about that recruiting. If you can recruit 7 to 8 centermen, you're in good shape, because then you move them to wing. But you need to have – it's hard to get centers, but you need an abundance of centers because it's a specialized position.
On that note as well, Jackson Panzer, I think, has played on every line that you've had this year. How important is that flexibility?
Well, it is. I mean, he can go up and down your lineup, and he can play center too. So he's got that type of flexibility. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife type player.
We talked power play a little bit yesterday, and one thing last night kind of was an aha moment for me. This power play, since you've tweaked it a few weeks ago, to me is very unpredictable. I don't know where that next pass is going. In the past, maybe I did. How important is unpredictability in your power play of just making that other team defend the entirety of the zone?
I think it's great, Schultz. You have to have it. We can give them structure, but we don't want robots out there. And everybody needs a little structure. You have to have a little structure. But then within the confines of the structure, you got to make some plays. But the biggest thing is, and we talk about it all the time, and you hear our meetings, you have to have puck recovery. And if you don't have puck recovery, you can't make plays. So once you can recover a puck, everybody's chasing. You're getting them out of their structure. Well, then it's all about playing hockey. And that's any power play. Then it's all about playing hockey. Can you make two tape-to-tape passes from puck recovery if you can? I don't know where they're going, but that's why those guys are on the power play. There's one less player of the opposing team, but we've got guys who can make plays. So that's, you have to recover pucks, and then can you make two tape-to-tape passes?
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Bet you and I could go for a half an hour just on the 3-on-3 last night. So many ebbs and flows of that. Let's just start with how much smarter players are now at 3-on-3. We've had a lot of 3-on-3s this year. I haven't seen a missed shot that leads to an odd man breakaway the other way. I haven't seen a bad line change that leads to a scoring chance. Guys are taking care of the puck a lot more now than they were 10 years ago when this started, aren't they?
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, they know a lot more about 3-on-3 than I do, too. They've played it in junior hockey. I'm getting better at it. You know, my biggest thing is I don't really overly coach it, because I think you have to just let the talent take over. But you're spot on. I think what I need to do is just coach the principles. And the principles are hitting the net, you know, making sure, again, we get up ice. Can we get two guys immediately up ice? And the other thing is, one thing we have worked on and we're talking about, we haven't wedged very good away from the puck. And in three-on-three, you play man-on-man in the offensive zone. Or in the defensive zone, excuse me. But you can't play man-to-man up ice. And we've been playing man-to-man up ice. And you have to have a wedge guy, and you have to have two layers. And we have to try to keep the puck on one half of the rink. And then we have to sort things out on zone entry. And I think we've gotten a little better on that. So part of being good away from the puck hopefully allows you to slow them down and helps you counter when you do get possession.
What makes Adam Flamang, Oliver Peer, Hudson Thornton so darn good together in a three-on-three?
Well, there's a combination of a lot of things. Number one is Pierce, he's got speed. Flammer's just strong, and he's got good hockey sense. And, and Thornton's just a guy that can – he's a good defender, but most importantly, he can get a puck and he can create separation right away. He's just – he's got that flair. And those guys are just a good – they're a good trio. There's no question. I've noticed that. So they're just a really good trio on the three-on-three.
Does anything Adam Flamang do surprise you anymore?
No, he's a veteran now. You know, he's just a veteran. And he's playing with, I hate to use the word confidence all the time because we use that term probably way too loosely. But, you know, he just knows his way around the rink. He's just, he's a cagey veteran right now. And he's a cagey veteran and he's feeling it, man. And when you're feeling it, you just got to keep putting those guys out.
The game-tying goal, I don't know how he found a little area of open ice there, that close to the net. How does a guy who's that successful in the offensive zone hide, in essence?
Well, he's strong. I have to tell you, that's Flammer's office. Flammer's office, he's very good in traffic. Always has been. And even when we recruited him, we knew what we were getting right there. He's a guy, he's a half-court player. He's not a rush offense player. He's a half-court guy. He's got a strong, heavy stick. He can get pucks through spots. He can win stick battles. And positionally, he's strong. But again, he's got good instincts, you know, where to go in those tight spaces.
Any areas you need to be better tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, I thought we were really good. You know what? I'm sure Billy's saying the same thing with Tech. I don't think Tech needs to do anything different. I don't think the Beavs need to do anything different. We just got to drop the puck.